G'day and welcome to Partakers. I've recently returned from a tour or a trip of the United States, and so for the next few Sundays I'm going to be doing something that I don't normally do and give a personal reflection on that tour. I normally travel to the United States every 3 years or so. I've been there in 2010, 2013, and this year, obviously, is 2016. I was asked earlier this year if I'd be returning, and I said yes. I asked my wife if I was allowed to go, because that's what we need to do, and she said, of course, but just don't go for too long. So I asked on Facebook, which after all is my church, who would like me to have a visit? And people popped up everywhere. And eventually we got down to those 7 weeks. So we visited Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky, Mississippi, Ohio, and Virginia. So are you ready? Let's go as we reflect on this little adventure that God put me on this year. So why did I go? I went to enable and encourage others in their faith through teaching, training, and most of all, wowing them for God and with God. And this was in evidence through continuing to build upon friendships that I've made with some of the most amazingly grace-filled people, both people I had visited before and those whom I had visited this time for the first time. And those 7 weeks went quickly. I must say it's good to be back here in the UK, a country where we drive on the proper side of the road. Wherever I went, people remarked about my accent, about my speaking voice, and they wanted me to keep talking. As ever, I had to say that they were the ones with the accent, because as an Australian, we don't have accents. It's the rest of the world that does. And something else that features throughout this travel, throughout this journey, was the multifaceted generosity shown to me. It was truly overwhelming, and I can only say thanks be to God for each person I met. And a friend of mine, Jenny, shared this on a Facebook prayer group before I flew out. I was awake at 3 a.m. and felt compelled to pray. While I was praying, I was given a picture that I believe is for Dave to encourage him as he goes to America, but also to encourage all who are praying for his trip. I saw Dave standing in front of a huge wall, so big he could not see the end of it, but I could hear people behind the wall. As we were praying, each prayer made a bit of the hole break off, and each time a hole appeared, light flooded into the darkness beyond the wall until the whole wall was gone. The words, "The light of the world dwells with man," and the darkness would never be able to put it out. Thank you, Jesus. And I needed those prayers. Put me in front of a group of people to speak, 100, 200, 300 people. That's easy. I can do that falling off a trolley. But put me one-to-one with people, and that is a whole different ballgame. We continue the journey next week by giving thanks to God. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.